Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Victoria. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing really good.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit what you've been up to, because you were a guest on the show about a year or 2 years ago.
Oh, yep. Since then, living the indie author life and trying my best to get ahead while also promoting current books. But since we chatted, I finished out my small town romance series. It ended with 4 books. And I started a new series, which is also small town, but there's a romantic suspense element to this 3-book series. And I just released that at the middle of June. So I've been working on writing book two for that one, which is what I'm currently doing, and just helping promote Bourbon and Lies as much as I can.
Yeah, I remember reading your previous series on a bunch of listicles, so I found listicles that I have on the blog. So I was like, these are books to read. If you like this book, here are some checked out. Because they're in the peak. It's the peak something.
So all the peak in every one of the title.
Yes. So. Yeah. So it's been fun. So now I'm excited to chat about your romantic suspense and Bourbon Lies. And then not just like recommend on the show like here, but recommend an other list. So then you're like, if you like this, try this. Well, that's it.
Recommend my stuff, so I appreciate it.
Awesome. So let's chat about Bourbon Lies, because it's a departure from your previous small town, but it's not. It's still a small town. We have elements of suspense. We have elements of a built-in town with some billionaire, but they're not billionaire. They don't act like billionaires. They act like blue collar, but they're billionaires. And it's a town that's about bourbon. So like we get to know the bourbon industry really well. So talk to us about Bourbon and Lies, and then we'll talk about like the different elements.
Sure. So yeah, Bourbon and Lies, like you mentioned, is a romantic suspense, but it has a small town vibe to it. There are other elements I kind of like to mush together. Hey, why does my male main characters, why don't they also just be intensely rich and bring something new to the table when it comes to like what industry they're talking about? Last series, it was outdoor sports. This series, it's bourbon distillery. But yeah, Bourbon and Lies, it's based in this town called Fiasco, and it's in the heart of Bourbon Town, which is Kentucky. And there is one rule in Fiasco, and that's to never fall for a fox brother. And any woman who did ends up dead. And of course, that's how kind of we kick things off in the story. And this brave woman comes into town as part of witness protection. And she ends up staying on the fox compound, on the fox property, as a favor to someone else that had brought her into town. And the youngest fox brother, Grant, is kind of a recluse in a lot of ways. He runs the Bourbon Coop Bridge, which is the part of the bourbon distillery that makes the barrels. And this is his second career. He was a cop prior, went through this big tragic thing, and he's just in the process of still healing and figuring out who he is. And of course, she's like this spitfire redhead that just decides to turn his world upside down by telling him exactly what she thinks at all times. And it's a fun romance, but there's elements that definitely are suspenseful. There's serial unalivers, and there's this incredible ex-canine police dog that just is somewhat of the MVP of the story. And you throw all those elements together, and it turns out that I kind of liked how it turned out. So
it's been out so, so good. And then like the pacing was really good, because it was like, it dropped you off, but like she dropped off from this place and you're just trying to uncover her backstory. And then get to know his backstory. They have this weird meet cute. And he's like, I thought you were with somebody else. And you're like, I'm just like, the little knower.
It's a miscommunication meet cute, because she's sort of, she's wandering around on her, on his brother's property in like a t-shirt and assuming that she's one of his overnight guests.
Yeah.
And that's very much not the case.
Yes. No, it's not. And so we got to talk about bourbon, and this is like really, like, as someone who had no idea what bourbon is, I knew what bourbon is because it's tasty, but I did not know the barrel, the history, what makes it a bourbon, and what makes it a high-end bourbon, a bourbon. What was your research like? Were you like a bourbon like lingo, or like a taster, eating with someone who is, or?
No, I mean, I have, so my brother-in-law and my husband isn't much of a drinker, but he'll always participate. And then I have some really great friends that are bourbon drinkers. And I knew if I was going to do an entire series that was based at a bourbon distillery, I needed to know what I was talking about. I mean, as a person that writes anything and puts it out into the world, you should do a little research anyway, but especially when there is a community involved. And the bourbon community is massive, and I've only scraped the surface of it, but it's just like the romance community, a passionate community that believes in all of the facets that make it great. So I took a trip to Kentucky, brought my best friend with me. We did some stops along the bourbon trail and then some stops outside of the bourbon trail at distilleries to get a sense of what runs a distillery? What does the Kentucky landscape look like? How does the humidity feel in the summertime? I tasted a lot of bourbon. I went down there much more of a tequila and Aperol spritz drinker and came back far more a bourbon drinker. But it's just, it kind of suctions onto you and you absorb this culture and this like really articulate way that you need to create and distill this spirit. And it, I don't know, it's romantic in a lot of ways. So it was a lot of fun. The research was a great time, but it was fact research. And it was only a handful of days, and I need to go back because there's just so much more. And I think there's a piece in the story where, you know, my female main character likes to give Grant, who's the male main character, a nickname, and he doesn't it. At first, he says, there's no cowboys here. You have horsemen and bourbon boys. And that's exactly what you find in Kentucky. You find people that are related either or both to the bourbon industry or the horse industry. So there's so much more to uncover there. And I can't wait to go back. But yeah, I did my fair amount of research to make sure that if anybody was reading it and in any way had some sort of relationship with bourbon, that we did it justice.
Yeah, we did, because I had no idea what it looked like. I was like, I have to learn. And I understood like the fandom or what we call the thing. The people who love bourbon, you can be like a intense crowd. There's a scene where she doesn't want or like bourbon tasting and the order was incorrect. And they call her on that. They're like, order's incorrect. Like, these people care about this, the color, like with like the taste, everything needs to be at a point. And it was like, it was a shock because someone was like, whatever. It's like, it's a drink.
Exactly.
So, and then we have the witness protection program, which is another area where it's fascinating. So I believe that's an idea that it exists, but how does it actually exist? Like, can we understand, like, they're criminals who can be in the witness protection program, obviously, because there might be like cooperating witness and all these different things. And understanding like this chase that we're trying to uncover for the main character, and like she saw something, she's brought in because we're not sure. And even now, there's still corruption as any other ways.
Exactly.
What was your research process, and what was your process of plotting this part of the book?
So, I mean, this part of the book, I wanted to have a connection point between this series and the last series. And in book two of A Rigg's Romance, you actually meet the U.S. Marshal who brings Lainey to FIAF. I really just liked the idea of having a connector piece. And there's just something very intriguing about witness protection because you don't know the details, right? I mean, and even if you were in it and knew the details, you're not going to talk about it. So it was a lot of online research. It was a lot of going to the library and seeing like what I could find about witness protection. I mean, we call it witness protection, but in the U.S. it's called WITSEC. And it's just, I don't know, I thought what was really interesting, and I think this is what helped me in the planning of the story. The interesting part was that it's not necessarily made up of a ton of great people. Like, there are people that help really bad people end up in some sort of prison program, but that doesn't mean they were Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts. They very much could have been criminals themselves. So that aspect of it, I think I just like really, I suctioned onto, and I really liked that concept. So yeah, it was traditional research. I didn't go into witness protection. But it was interesting. And I think when there's something that is, there's an air of mystery to it and it's fiction, you can take liberties.
Yeah. So are we expecting the rest of the series to be process for Almena Lorenzo's suspense, or are they just going to be Bourbon, Forest Men, Knockout? Yeah.
I set the tone for it to be romantic suspense series. Yeah. There will be elements of suspense in each of the books. They will not all be the same. So obviously that they will all take place in Fiasco, Kentucky. They will be part of the Fox family distillery. But book one, there was a serial unaliver in that one. That will not be the case for each book going forward. There will just be different elements of suspense in those next books.
And so what kind of research, or like what kind of like, where do you get those ideas from the Forensic Suspense plot? Do you listen to true crime? Do you watch like some thrillers or watch like?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a avid Mary Higgins Clark fan for years. Yeah. Just think the master of suspense and thriller. But so I think there was just always an air of wanting to do something along those lines, because it's just that kind of storytelling, I think, is it like, for me, it pushes me as a writer. And I really liked that idea. I definitely listen to true crime podcasts. I watch a ton of documentaries, like binge watch on Netflix, whatever new doc is up. And then a lot of it is just good old fashioned, make it up in your head and see if it can work out properly.
There we go. All right, so let's talk some book recommendations. Do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick out after reading Bourbon and Lies and the Peak series, and then wait until the next Bourbon and Lies?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I think you can always find an incredible romantic suspense story from Katherine Cowles or Daphne Perry. They are, in my opinion, queens of romantic suspense. If you're looking for something more small town, I think everybody in the romance universe probably has heard of or picked up a book from Elsie Silver. So she's always a great go-to if you haven't. And both of her Gold Rush Ranch and Chestnut Springs series are incredible and give you that same, like, in that same Southern Western vibe. I've read some really great books recently. Like, if you wanted a connection point, it's with a similar tone. I have really loved Chasing Wild by Elliot Rose. She has, like, it's a great, like, ex-boyfriend's dad trope. Just like, I eat that stuff up. So that was very good. And then like Maggie Gates, her Dust Storm and Downpour series, also cowboys. And those are just, I mean, her writing is just so easy to consume. I would recommend either one of those.
I am excited for both of them. Do you have any ex-boyfriend's dad?
And I'm, yeah,
like, oh, I need this.
That one. Oh, great. You're like looking for something a little bit different. Like, because when I'm writing romantic suspense, I'm not reading romantic, yeah, suspense. I'll do a different genre. It always has to be romance for me. I've just learned, yeah, that's what I like to read no matter what. So dabble in other things, but I actually just finished Bride by Allie Hazelwood, which is everywhere, but you know, I had put it off, and it was so good. Like, it was just so good and so fun to read. So that's definitely not romantic suspense, but it had the paranormal-ish elements to it. And then I also try to read some of my colleagues, like some of my really good friends that are authors. Hers is one of my great friends, and she writes sports romance. She just came out with Fake Shot, which is part of her new Hockey Rebels series. So I'm reading that one right now. So yeah, I like to try different stuff.
I love this, and thank you for the recommendations. I really like, I mean, I can check Julie Connor's chair. So, like, you gave me a list of, like, who are shared back next. So,
yeah,
right. Yeah. Couldn't go wrong with that. So, Victoria, tell us where you can find you online.
You can find me everywhere online. I mean, most of the time I am on Instagram at author Victoria Wilder. on TikTok sporadically, but if you really want to chat and slide into my DMs, I actually really do love to chat with readers and other authors there. So that's probably the best place to find me. And then I'm also on Facebook, BookThread, all the places.
All the places. Thank you very much for being a chat.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit watchreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.